I guess we're the new co-hosts. Hunter's late 3 minutes. He's 3 minutes late. Don't even boot him. Boot him.
This is the anxiety episode. I'm getting anxiety just hearing that.
Yeah. Everybody to the Internet Phantoms podcast. Let's see if Henny Milk has an anxiety attack today. Yeah.
Odds are it's gonna happen.
Let's see my demeanor slowly change.
I'll have one with my boy if he has one.
Welcome back, everybody. Internet Phantoms podcast, episode 7. We don't have a guest today. Well, actually, we're gonna have one in a couple of minutes. We have a very special guest.
Yeah, very special.
We have Hunter from Internet Phantoms podcast.
Our fucking co-host. Can you believe it, listeners and viewers?
Can't believe it at all.
Cause I can't.
Got 11,000 plays on a SoundCloud song, and he's too Hollywood for us.
Yeah, he's too big for us now.
Unbelievable.
Why ain't there adult-sized Skechers that light up,
dude?
Damn. You know all the motherfuckers with fanny packs would be wearing those, too.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Oh, God.
Motherfuckers with fanny packs are suspect as a mug. That's what that means.
But nah, like, for real, because I was going to buy a pair on Trump.
On Trump's dollar. On the government's dollar. We're getting 2,000 extra bones next month, too.
Word?
And I hate that. I hate that they're giving us money. They shouldn't give us a fucking penny. It's bullshit.
Hey, I'm not working. I need this money. I got bills to pay.
They should just reopen the country. Fuck it. If I get coronavirus and die, it is what it is. I wasn't strong enough to fight the virus. I was weak. That is nature's way of saying you deserve to die, my friend. Survival of the fittest. It's okay. It's okay with me, dude. If I die from corona, it's all good.
It's okay because you swore over the whatever that's called, right?
My God.
To protect and serve.
You swear an oath to the Constitution of your state and the country.
How's it go? Did you have to memorize it like a bat mitzvah?
No, I didn't have to memorize shit. All you have to do is repeat what they say. It's like five sentences.
They should make you have to fucking remember it. Like when you're a kid with the Pledge of Allegiance.
That'd be tough, man. I feel it. Well, it's only five sentences. It probably wouldn't be that hard. Five, six sentences.
That's it. I was expecting. I was thinking like paragraph.
No.
Like Captain America shit.
You are so, so ignorant.
Speaking of ignorance, FaceTat, how would we explain 100 Gex to Logan?
Oh,
what is that? 100 Gex.
Yes. Have you heard of 100 Gex?
No, but I'm looking it up.
Dude.
I don't get them.
How do you spell Gex? Oh, G-E-C-S popped right up.
See, that's what I said when I first heard 100 Gex, right?
Which one's the dude? Which one's the chick?
Wait, yeah, are any of them girls?
No, they're both dudes.
No.
But we shouldn't assume.
Wait, no.
Cut that out because I don't want to assume no gender, so I'm not trying to get canceled.
Laura Less. Dylan Bradley and Laura Less.
Yeah.
1,000 Gex and 100 Gex. What's a Gex?
Dude, but I don't think it's ass. Like, I definitely, like...
I don't think it's good.
But, no, I definitely see what the fuck they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this has already been done. Well, it's weird because I feel like this is literally just MySpace music.
But, see, I guess I'm, like, so geeked out over it because I, like, missed the whole MySpace music era. But, like, the only MySpace songs I heard was, like, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, this dude's, like, fucking 18. Jesus.
Yeah.
Because, like, this brings me back to, like, Millionaires, Nickasaur, fucking,
Who are you talking about?
See, I don't know if we talked about this before, but were you in high school, like, during, like, the jerk era and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah, I think
unfortunately.
I think we were freshmen.
Yikes.
Shout out Scuba Squad.
Oh, my God.
Shout out fucking...
All right. You don't gotta fucking dox people.
Oops. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, something's getting bleeped out.
So your school had, like, its own jerky crew?
Yeah, all the Asian kids.
Oh, my God. Tough. They were actually...
That's hard.
No, they were actually a crew,
Yeah.
I'm rebelling, mom and dad. You can't make me be a doctor.
He starts a jerk crew.
Called Scuba Squad. Jesus.
Yo, that name is tough, though. I fuck with that heavy. Were they rocking, like, the fucking IMAX 3D glasses with, like, the lenses popped out? Oh, man.
I forgot about the fucking 3D glasses.
No, he had, like, these crazy big square white sunglasses I seen him wear. They were so weird. We're throwing it back in today's podcast.
My shit was all fucked up for some reason, but I fixed it.
Welcome, Hunter, to the Internet Phantoms podcast.
Yeah, the guest.
Hi.
Today we're talking about jerking. We're bringing it back. We're a jerk crew now.
Yes, the Internet Phantoms jerk crew.
Yep, we're a jerk crew. It's official.
I'm out.
Should we make a jerk song?
I really want to.
I think we should make a jerk song.
Do like an ass clapper for the OnlyFans girls. Be like their little intro.
Oh, what if we try to make OnlyFans girls bring jerking back, yo? We got off topic. What's up with these checks that we're supposedly getting again now?
What checks?
$2,000 next month.
Was that actually passed?
I got about 10 people telling me about it today. I don't know why they're telling me, but I don't want the fucking money. I don't know where it's coming from, and I don't like where it's coming from.
It's coming from your tax dollars, dog.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy about it.
That's honestly the edgiest fucking thing you can do, Logan.
I'm not edgy, dude. I don't want to be edgy. What are you talking about?
That's so edgy. I don't want free money. That's edgier than me.
I don't, because this is what happens. We're giving people free fucking money because they weren't smart enough to save up their own fucking money in case something happened.
Dude, over 70% of Americans don't have an extra $500 for an emergency, so...
Well, get another job. That fucking sucks. What do you think I did?
People have lives.
Well, no, you don't get a life. You either fucking work or you're poor.
That's a good outlook.
That's life. That's life, baby. You can't save fucking $500, you're a goddamn idiot. You got 5 kids, get another job.
We're fucking canceled. I knew it. Talking about fucking zodiac signs. And she's like, you seem like a Capricorn. Confident, stubborn, doesn't care what people think. That's what I get anyways. Now, mind you, the only things I've ever said to her is, Full Metal Alchemist. Very nice shout. What's your favorite anime series? That's it. Do any of y'all believe in it?
Yes.
I don't understand all that shit.
I do, so I kind of, because I just be just overthinking it.
What part of it do you believe, like, that it's, like, the stars? What is it? Like,
Bro, that's the thing. I don't understand it exactly, but like I understand it to like a certain extent. Like I feel like people like are supposed to match like due to like separate ones. You know what I'm saying? Like opposites attract to a certain extent. Like some shit like that. That's what I kind of believe in of that. But I don't know. I want to get it. We should all get a tarot card reading on the pod.
What's that?
That's like you. Oh, like a tarot card reader's got like these cards and like she like could like look at your palms or some shit and tell you your future.
I don't know, man. No, man, nobody's reading my palm. Find some dark shit.
Let's see. Aquarius compatibility.
What does a Pisces match with?
Penis.
Nice.
The psychic hotline is great. I called 1-800-535 for information on how to talk one-on-one with a live psychic. It was easy. We talked about love, relationships, money, and my career, all from the privacy of my own home.
Oh, John, your element is air. Mine is water.
I always, you know, I always felt like I could control wind.
Mine's earth.
Nah, yours is air because you smoke so much. I'm into this now.
Pisces and Aries rarely find the balance between their screams and their silence. That sounds fucking dark.
Aries? Ugh, what is Aries? Fire? Jesus. I bet you that's fire.
All right. Taurus and Pisces are your everyday fairy tale waiting to happen. The excitement and the beauty of their relationship. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, what? Oh my God, this just...
My boy can't read.
The excitement and the beauty of their relationship is something to cherish. Gemini and Pisces don't exactly make a dream couple, except in a situation where they really do. What?
Oh, wow. So... oh, so either way.
Pisces and Cancer belong to the element of water and tend to share beautiful emotions, falling in love with ease.
I wonder what Pisces says about my personality. Let's see if it matches. Oh, here we go. None of these match me. Can I read them off to you? Strengths of a Pisces. Compassionate. Nope. Artistic. Definitely not. Intuitive. Nope. Gentle. Nope. Wise. Nope. Musical. Nope. Likes being alone. Yes. Sleeping. Yes. Music. Yes. Romance. Somewhat. Swimming. No. Spiritual themes. No.
What the fuck is spiritual theme supposed to mean?
It's a zodiac thing. You wouldn't understand.
Hunter, what sign are you?
Taurus.
I'm gonna read the Taurus. Strengths: reliable, patient, practical. Well, reliable isn't one of them. Late. Devoted, responsible, stable. Taurus is like gardening. Do you like gardening?
He's from the potato state.
Cooking, music, romance, high quality clothes. I could see that. Working with hands. You like working with your hands?
There's a woman under him.
Nice.
The wackest shit.
Yo, that's crazy.
I'm going to read Aquarius. I'm going to read John's. Progressive. You know, he is a liberal. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Original. Nope. Independent. Humanitarian. Aquarius likes fun with friends, helping others, fighting for causes.
Dude, Aquarius sucks.
Intellectual conversations and a good listener. My boy is not a good listener. My boy has fucking mush for brains. Same here. What are you faced at?
I'm a Libra.
Libra? Why was I staring at that when you said it? God, I'm so into zodiac signs now, dude. Yeah. I just can read people.
He got the Raven Simone syndrome.
Jesus. What the fuck is that?
The oh snap, and then she goes and has the vision.
Oh man, this dude watched a lot of that show, I bet.
It was a good show.
Did you guys ever think she was hot?
Nah.
I did.
Isn't she like some feminist, like crazy person?
Well, she's lesbian.
She's a lesbian, same thing. Strengths: cooperative, diplomatic, gracious, fair-minded, and social. I feel like that's pretty accurate, but I don't know you, face tat. Libra likes harmony. gentleness, sharing with others, and the outdoors. I feel like that's not so accurate.
I don't like the outdoors. I don't like bugs.
I fucking stomped out a spider earlier.
Call 1-800-535 to find out how to speak directly with authentic psychic astrologers about love, relationships, or anything that's on your mind. There's no charge for this call, but you must be 18. Call now.
Dude, there was a bee in my room the other fucking week. That shit was deadly. It was like a whole wasp, bro. I was fucking...
Death to wasps and death to spiders.
Whoa, dude. You sound like fucking Hitler right now. Chill.
Dude, I'll get us canceled.
I'm kind of crazy.
All the listeners have talked about how much they fucking hate you. You're the healer.
Oh my god. Should I just... Did they tell me to kill myself yet?
No, I wish. I wish. Yo, everyone, send hate mail to Logan.
Don't you dare.
I wish that was like a thing again. Not like hate mail. Well, kind of. That'd be sick. But like in the sense of like ink and this fucking feather and just write hate mail and then put it on a pigeon and then send him away.
Dude, do you think they exist still? Like mail pigeons or carrier pigeons that just deliver messages?
That's still a thing, right?
Yeah, I just seen on Twitter there was a carrier pigeon that was carrying a whole bunch of ecstasy.
He had a little backpack on. He had a mad cute little backpack.
Jeez. That is awesome. That's what happens when you're locked down, dude. Coronavirus.
No, this is like 2017. That story was from, I think.
It makes me wonder, though, like, how real are those stories? Because I feel like no one ever really looks into it. And wouldn't that, like, fuck up the way... a bird flies?
I don't know.
I don't think birds are so stupid they can't adapt to a little bit of weight on their back.
Yeah, like literally 2 grams of weight.
Yeah, I think a carrier pigeon can carry 2 grams of fucking... What was he carrying?
E-pills.
That's got to be more than 2 grams. It was, what, 200 pills?
Pigeons
are strong. They train.
Do they?
They train to carry that shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, pigeons fucking suck, dude. But that one probably trained. he was born and raised to fucking smuggle drugs. I'll shoot him out of the goddamn sky.
I feel like if anything, like birds would be the animals to have like these, like birds would be the only ones who could like kind of have like their own like society. I'm definitely fucking faded because I'm picturing this and it makes so much sense.
I don't know what you're talking about. Birds are pretty stupid,
like,
aren't they?
Like, birds are over here just selling fucking drugs. Chickens are fighting each other in the pit like it's Fight Club.
I would love that. I would love to see a bird society where that is happening.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it already does happen in real life. So, like, what do they be doing behind our backs?
Oh, my God.
How unethical is chicken?
John, you got to stop.
Because, yo, if you can make good amount of bread on chicken fighting, like, why can't we do that?
Called cockfighting.
You'd think it would be legal with the shit that you can do.
Right.
Wait, if you own the chicken, and you're going to kill it anyway for food, why can't you have a cockfight with it first?
Chickens have feelings.
I'll show you inhumane. Give me a chicken. Man, I got to get out of quarantine. This shit's going driving me crazy.
I can see that on, like... ESPN or something.
Cockfights would be dope.
Next thing you're gonna say is let's have some pitbulls fucking fight.
No, we can't. No, pitbulls are not like chickens.
But people like dogs, dude.
People like chickens.
Fuck. We should just have beefs on the podcast.
We should get chefs on the podcast.
We're gonna have all types of guests.
Like America.
I want to cross stream them or whatever it's called. Mainline them. We'll have a musician and a chef on.
But we can like take the cooking world and put them in with the OnlyFans world, and then like the cooking people can make their own OnlyFans about cooking.
Dude, what if we just combine the two of them and now it's also a mukbang?
Don't say that.
Yeah, what the fuck is that
word? I hate that word. That word makes me cringe.
What does that word even mean?
Mukbangs, where they just sit there and eat food into the microphone.
That's what it's called. It's not ASMR.
No, it's a mukbang when you're eating.
No, they just talk and eat food.
Disgusting.
There's this one hot bitch who does it. She's pretty bad. Ew, I still got this rag in my bed. What the fuck?
Ew!
Oh,
dude, you're the grossest person ever.
Listen. Listen, 2 weeks ago I was banging this chick and she squirts and she squirted all over my bed and I had to put like this towel rag under my sheets to soak it up.
And now you
so it didn't go in my bed and I'm laying down and my arm's like fucking scratching against this thing and it's the same rag.
I don't believe any of that.
Oh, I swear it happened, dude. It really did. She
either that or you pissed the bed.
It's yellow. It's a little bit of piss.
Laying all over piss for like 2 weeks.
I mean, I'm laying on piss.
Squirt is piss.
I'm laying
though,
on squirt
it?
Juices.
Pretty sure, right?
I looked it up because I was curious because I never had a girl squirt, and it's fluids that come from the skein gland, and it's piss.
So it's a mix.
So it's just piss.
It's a mix. Pretty
Are
much,
they all from
yeah.
the steen? Is just normal piss from this? Was it steen gland? Skein gland.
But no, piss isn't from the skein gland.
Skein.
Well, this episode is brought to you by the skein gland.
Yeah, she squirted 3 times. It was a lot of juices, man. It was bad.
That's gotta be annoying, though. No, like eventually.
So warm, dude. I love it.
Cause then, like that post nut clarity, you're like, fuck. Like, oh.
Nah, dude. I don't even care.
Like, dude, I gotta clean this up. I gotta clean this up.
You can't just lay down. Yeah, you can't just lay down or like have a stogie or something. You're like, all right, well, time to sleep on a rag.
Ruined your whole bed for what?
Fucking awesome night. Nah, I don't. This bed is expensive, but it was worth it. Not ruined.
Unbelievably, Cowboy versus Pettis is the main event of the prelims. They're on the damn prelims.
Really?
Cowboy was main eventing the last UFC 248 versus Connor. Now he's on the fucking prelims. Disrespectful. Anthony Pettis is great. It's going to be a good fight. All of those are going to be good fights.
Yeah, it's going to be a good card if it happens.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't watch UFC unless McGregor's fighting.
I watch pretty much every single one. I love UFC so much.
Logan, you should become a wrestler.
Oh my god, what would be my name?
Big Boss Man needs a revival. Oh, not like
Ignorant Saurus Rex.
Wow. Creative.
I hate myself.
I'm looking at these UFC 249 like pictures of like the card or whatever, and just the amount of dudes that have that cauliflower ear, it's just unreal. Like every single fighter, I feel like that's a badge of honor, because I heard that it's, if you feel it, it's like a rock. Like their ears are like rocks because all that blood in their ear is calcified.
I'd hate to be in a profession where having cauliflower ear is, what'd you say it was?
badge of honor, almost, maybe.
Badge of honor, yeah.
Well, is it like a bullet wound to a cop a badge of honor?
No, dude.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I feel like it, like it, like.
Damn, my boy's getting real fucking ignorant today.
No, I feel like you could wear it with pride.
I ain't playing Fortnite.
Oh, good. I wasn't gonna.
Damn, joke's on me, I guess.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a cop and you're like, I think it's because I'm envisioning like an 80s film. Like, this like newbie cop is like on the hunt for this like big time drug dealer. And then he finds out they're also shipping guns in. And then there's like a big shootout and there's explosions on a ship. And then they just wear it with a badge of honor because, like, yeah, you took him down. Like, yeah.
I feel like that's Starsky and Hutch, dude. Nah, I don't think it's a badge. I mean, maybe for some real savage fucking old heads, maybe. But John's a big bully. All the feminists and liberals harp on John and get him freaking kicked from the podcast. I don't want to get kicked off, so I said freaking. Better than saying fuck. Oh, no, just bleep it out. Just bleep it out.
Turn is working 24/7,
oh,
Logan.
No.
You gotta pull something like this, man.
There's blood all over the paperwork. Yo, intern.
He's working really hard, obviously. You can't even hear it. Oh, my God.
He's passed out again. He's drunk on the job. He's stealing John's bruise again. Did I tell the podcast the story of me banging this dude's girlfriend?
I think so.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you brought it up now.
Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Too late.
Anyway, they're getting married now, so yeah. I'm happy for them.
I was going to fucking clap.
Thank me later.
Thank you, Logan, for helping two people find true love.
By home wrecking.
That's what I'm here for.
If anything, he was home growing.
Yeah, for real. He he groomed that whole marriage.
Honestly, I strengthened their bond. Good guy. What can I say?
So I hope they make one of the kids like you're the godfather to one of them, maybe?
They should name it after you.
Yes.
Oh, I hate the Breakfast Club. Why are they a radio show? Radio dead.
Yeah, how is that keeping up?
It's
gonna be satellite, but even still, satellite radio, who the fuck uses satellite? Like, Sirius.
Advertisements for like 20-30 minutes every other hour.
Yeah, but who's
definitely
listening?
No, the only radio station, Ed Stern, right? That's his
who
name.
The fuck is Ed Stern? Stern. Howard Stern, you fuck.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Ed Stern. Fucking Ted Stern.
Oops.
Shout out Ed Stern. Sponsor
yeah.
of this.
Ed Stern would be my wrestling name. Yo, what would y'all's wrestling finisher name be?
The Nut Buster.
Mine would be Detrimental Recourse.
What the fuck?
God, that sounds painful. Holy shit.
What would that be like?
Just like a punch.
Fuck.
You can't have a name like that and then it's just a punch.
That's what makes it so strong. Like I would believe it.
That's even cooler, actually. Yeah.
Gotta kill your local fentanyl dealer.
I'd become a vigilante if I could. Like, that should become legal.
I would dress up like Batman. Get a boomerang or something.
That's what you would be, Batman with a fucking boomerang?
Yeah, with like an Australian twist to it.
What?
I'd have a kangaroo sidekick. I'd teach him how to fight like the kangaroo in fucking Tekken. Fuck, dude. I think my anxiety's kicking in. You just wouldn't understand. It's a Zodiac thing.
So, with that, this is Hunter, John Hennison, Logan, FaceTat. We're the Internet Phantoms. And thanks for listening.
Also, feminists suck.